This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 7th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, one central Illinois county looks for answers after car crashes claimed the lives of 15 teenagers in just over a year. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Snowplow operators are hard at work clearing streets after yesterday's storm. In Champaign, snowplow operators have been working 12-hour shifts to get the snow off the streets. At last night's Champaign City Council meeting, Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt expected the city's major streets to be cleared by late last night, and he predicted all 640 miles of Champaign streets would be plowed by around 11 this evening.
Probably the only downside to this is our chemicals. Temperatures are just way too cold for most of our temperatures or chemicals to work effectively. Temperatures need to get above 15 and at least 15 degrees.
Schmidt says the snow chemicals probably wouldn't be able to have much of an effect until sometime later today. Meanwhile, on-street parking is banned on Champaign streets marked as snow routes until further notice. Champaign snow routes run along portions of six major streets, University Avenue, Church, State, Randolph, and 4th Streets, and Hessel Boulevard. Snow on Interstate 74 in Champaign claimed the life of an Ogden woman yesterday. 28-year-old Christina Wills died when one vehicle stopped to investigate a separate wreck and two other vehicles crashed into it. Another motorist, 35-year-old David Wills, was taken to Carle Foundation Hospital. The city of Champaign will join Urbana and Champaign County in signing up for an electric cooperative to provide lower-priced power for government facilities. But Champaign is taking the search for cheaper electricity one step further. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Champaign city officials plan to hire a consultant to study the possible benefits of an electric co-op run directly by cities to buy electricity for municipal facilities. Assistant City Manager Paul Berg says it may be that a consortium of cities could exploit their similar usage patterns in seeking the best electric rates on the open market.
Primarily, Decatur was interested in exploring the possibility, and we told them we would be, and I suspect some of the other communities in central Illinois will be interested in exploring those options as well. And if that turns out to be more economical, then we'll probably head in that direction.
Berg says they also want to study extending the co-op idea to serve residential customers who, like the cities, have been hit by sharp rate hikes from Ameren following the end of a long rate freeze. In the meantime, the Champaign City Council has authorized city staff to sign with the new electric co-op run by 3 Central Illinois Chambers of Commerce. Champaign will make its final decision on that co-op once the rate is announced. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Police officials in Chicago say 36% of the homicides committed in 2006 were solved last year. That number is down from 2005, when 42% of the homicides were solved, and 2004, when 47% of the killings were cleared from the books. Chief of Detectives Maria Maher says she'd love to see the number increase to 100%, but that isn't realistic. The drop in the number of cases solved is being blamed in part on changes in how detectives investigate homicides. For example, detectives now must comply with a 2005 state law that requires them to videotape interrogations, and Maher says that requires more preparation. The 4-party leaders in the Illinois legislature contributed millions of dollars to some of the costliest races for the State House and Senate in history last year. The most expensive race was in East Central Illinois' 52nd District, where Democrat Mike Frerichs raised more than $1.2 million to beat Republican Judy Myers, who herself took in more than $1 million. The figures come from the State Board of Elections, which is releasing end-of-year financial reports from candidates. Kent Redfield is a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield. He says Frerichs, Myers, and other candidates in tight races got substantial donations from the State House and Senate party leaders, and in turn they get money from political action committees that may or may not have a party preference.
They really aren't interested in the outcome of particular elections. They're interested in basically the legislature leaving them alone. But then the rules of the law allows the leaders to take money and move it into elections. We can transfer from one political fund to another.
Redfield says lawmakers often discuss changing the open system of campaign fundraising, but are unwilling to submit bills to do so for fear of angering their party leaders who hold sway over the legislature's agenda. The city of Springfield will play host when Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama announces his plans to run for president this Saturday. Kavitha Cardoza reports on what Springfield officials are doing to prepare.
Springfield Mayor Tim Davlin says the area around the old state capitol will be somewhat closed. There'll also be extra security, additional public works teams, and electric crews. Davlin says the city has already received media inquiries from countries such as Norway, Japan, and Australia, as well as from several African nations that plan to cover the event. He says the attention Springfield is getting is worth the overtime costs.
It's a few hours on one day, but it's the kind of cost that you'd gladly pay every weekend to have this type of international exposure.
Davlin says the city took its cue from preparations for President Bush's visit 2 years ago. Those who want to attend the Obama event are encouraged to wear warm clothes, as temperatures are only expected to be in the 20s. The crowd will also have to stand, as no seats are provided. There will be some accommodations for the disabled. The event is expected to begin at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. I'm Kavitha Cardoza.
And those events will be broadcast on AM 580 live from Springfield. After Obama makes his announcement on a run for the presidency Saturday in Springfield, he'll head for Iowa, Chicago, and New Hampshire for 3 days of rallies, town hall meetings, and meet and greets. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. In the rural central Illinois county of Tazewell, adjacent to Peoria, residents have faced more than their share of grief. 15 teenagers from the county have died in car accidents in just 15 months, a staggering number for a relatively small population. But teen driving safety is a problem everywhere. It has the state of Illinois searching for answers. Krista Kukowski prepared this report.
Randy and Kathy Waddell of Tazewell County bought a car a little over a year ago. It was in bad shape. In fact, the 2001 Oldsmobile Alero had no parts, as all had been sold off. The purchase was made not for transportation, but as a reminder. It's the car that their daughter Ashley and two other teens were riding in when it reached 96 miles per hour and went out of control. All three died. The Waddells say Ashley had naturally curly hair that went along with her beautiful smile, one that attracted the attention of everyone in a room. A Pekin High School student, she was a 15-year-old who had a huge heart and a lot of life. After her death, Ashley's legacy has been to send a message to teen drivers. Her parents take the car and their story to high schools around the state.
We just want them to be prepared because that car represents freedom away from parents. And, you know, you just want them to make good choices behind the wheel.
This is worse than any nightmare you could ever have. And you can't wake up from it because it don't go away. It's always there. And that's why I feel like we have to go out and just talk to them. I know we're saving lives.
Traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for teenagers in the U.S. In Illinois alone, 260 fatalities in 1 year came from accidents involving a teen driver. Inexperience, fatigue, distractions of other passengers all contributed to the deaths of those young adults. In Tazewell County, Dennis Conover has one of the toughest jobs. He's the coroner, and it often falls to him to deliver the bad news that someone has died.
It's horrible when it's a young person because everybody's crying like their heart's broken. That we've been through far too many times this in the last year and a half in Tazewell County, and there's been a lot of broken hearts.
The last several months have also given Conover more to think about. As he has seen 15 teenagers killed in auto accidents, he becomes more worried about his own kids. His son Colton will soon turn 15 and is nearing driving age. While most kids are excited at the idea of getting their license, Colton says having known many of those who have died makes him nervous.
I was just waiting to hear what was going to happen next because maybe it was someone I knew or I was close to or something.
If losing 15 or 16 of your friends hasn't gotten your attention, I'm not sure what will.
In a county that rarely sees even one teen driving death a year, Tazewell County's Sheriff Robert Houston says the high number of accidents impacted everyone.
We found the state highway department and the county highway department wanting to do whatever they could to reduce speed limits, to increase the amount of signage, whatever they could do to help make the roadways safer.
The Illinois Secretary of State formed a study group to find ways that safety can be improved. 10 recommendations have been made. To make sure teens get more experience behind the wheel before getting their license, the task force wants to triple the permit stage from 3 months to 9 months. Another would limit the number of teen passengers. The group also wants to limit how late a young driver can be on the road, calling for a 10 p.m. curfew on weeknights and 11 on weekends. However, the Waddell say they think there could be opposition to a new curfew, as parents might not want to venture out to pick up their kids.
I think there'll be opposition, but at least they'll have a kid to go pick up. We don't have to pick ours up anymore. They want our situation or their situation.
After her death, one of Ashley Waddell's friends made a video that was given to her parents. That and memories of a talented swimmer are all her parents have left. But the Waddells remain clear in the message they want to get across to young drivers. They want them to make better choices, so they realize sometimes those choices don't come with second chances. I'm Krista Kikowski.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, the snow has disappeared, but we still have frigid temperatures. Partly sunny skies today, the high 17 degrees. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, the low near zero. Winds from the northwest at 7 to 14 miles per hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, the high around 20. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bonsert, AM 580 News.